15 years ago, I was really big into computer flight simulator games. And now, with the virtual reality glasses that are supposed to come on the market here shortly, I'm wondering if it's really going to be an exciting thing to get back into, or do you think it's overrated?
Flight simulators or VR flight simulators?
VR flight simulators.
Yeah. I don't think it's overrated, but don't over hype it either. I mean, it's not. So when you played with your flight simulator, did you have multiple screens?
I did. I had three screens.
Yep.
And, you know, but it only went so far about the immersion into the cockpit.
Well, the reason you had three screens, and a lot of people are very serious about it, flight sims do, is so you could look to the left and you'd look out the left window. You'd look to the right, you look out the right window. You look ahead, you look out the front. You'd press a key and look out the back. Well, imagine now you put on the VR helmet and you look to the left, you're looking out the left window, the right window. You turn around, you're looking out the back window. It's much more realistic. Now, the screen resolution, this is the negative. The screen resolution is lower because, first of all, it's 1080p. Second, you're closer to it, right? So it's not going to be a super high-res screen. That's how they keep the frame refresh up. And frankly, because you're closer to it, if you look, you can see the pixels. You'll see what they call the screen door effect, you know, where you can see the dots and the lines in between them. But it's so immersive. It's so real. You quickly forget that.
Okay, so you've actually...
I have the Oculus Rift. And I'm looking to get I ordered the HTC Vive. It should be coming in any day now. And of course, by the way, this is my job. I'm not I have a budget for this kind of stuff. If it were just me, sure. I might be waiting for the PlayStation 4. That they're going to do theirs later this year. Most agree that the Vive is the best. I would first look and see which sims are available on each platform. I would best, because the Vive is a deal with Steam, so I think there are more games on the Steam VR store than anywhere else. So I would take a look at, although if you look at War Thunder, you'll see that this is a simulator. In fact, somebody in the chat room has put a YouTube link up, a simulator that includes all the controls. You're really getting a complete experience of flying. I would guess, yeah, it looks like an old World War II plane, a prop plane. So what did you like to fly? Did you like to fly jets? What did you fly when you played?
Well, mostly Microsoft Flight Simulator and a thing called Strike Eagle F-15 by MicroProse, Strike Eagle 3.
This is, I have to say, I mean, because it is a World War II vintage plane, I mean, the controls are not as exactly as fancy. But look at that video because it is very, very realistic. And it's probably as close. I mean, let me put it this way. When I put the Oculus Rift on and I stand on the edge of a building, I get a little bit queasy, like I could fall off. It's that realistic. Okay. You quickly forget the lower res. Now, you will be spending a lot of money to do this, probably at least $1,500, because your PC is undoubtedly not powerful enough. You need to have a very high-end graphics card in there, a 970 or better. And then you're going to buy the VR gear itself. That's $600. Now, the Oculus does not yet have the hand controls, but that's okay, because if you're doing a flight simulator, you probably have a yoke or something like that anyway, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's not as much of a negative. It is for other games. The Vive does have hand controls. I have to say, this is a pretty impressive simulator I'm looking at. I have not tried flight sims, but I was never a flight sim guy, so I don't know how it would be. I think people who are really into flight sims are pretty excited about the potential that these VR helmets represent. So you spent a lot of money in the old days on the three-screen setup?
Yeah.
You were serious about it?
Now, generally speaking, if you're going to play games, would you use the VR headset as opposed to just a computer monitor?
Yeah, not for all games. But there is something magical about being immersed in a game. And movies, too. It is not hype. I guess that's the question you're asking me. Is it hype? It is not hype.
Yeah.
It is awesome. Okay, so it is very, very realistic. It's an amazing experience. It's expensive. It's early days. It will get better. Might be worth waiting. But you don't sound like the type to wait. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.